Don't ever let me be. I only wanna be by your side. Pain in the Morning, 10-7. A Wednesday. And off to a rocking start. Van Halen, of course. Eruption into You Really Got Me. Rest in peace, Eddie Van Halen. An important part of your youth going right down the drain when you read that. Eddie Van Halen dead today. Yesterday, I guess. Right down the drain. Big piece of your adolescent. You guys out there listening, know what I'm talking about. Grade school, early high school, at least for me. Epic band. And he will be missed. Coming off the More Pain show a little while ago. Take a little break in between there because between that and the Pain in the Morning show because of the voice. And then I have phone calls. East Coast, all over the country, West Coast, catching up on intel. So, interesting day. Coming off the More Pain show, we talked about a lot of politics, and we'll get into that as the show goes on. I'll touch on a couple things that are happening tonight in President Trump's tweet fest, so to speak. You want to check that out, and we appreciate the folks. Get some more little music here. I mean, it's really incredible. All the things that are going on, trying to keep track of everything. That's our job here. I hope we're keeping you informed as best as we can and trying to cut through a lot of the BS. And there's a lot of BS flying around in the presidential election year. There's no doubt about it. Everyone's jockeying for your attention and trying to spin things for votes. Doesn't necessarily reflect the reality. We talked about that on the More Pain show, about some of the tweets that were coming out tonight. My opinion on them. Don't ask my opinion if you don't want it. And I'm trying to keep it cool until after the election, but and that's what I'm doing. So there'll be plenty of stuff to see, say, and do after that time frame as we move along. I plan on being here for a long time in one form or another, so there's no rush. When you get older, you find out there's no rush, and we appreciate the folks on Patreon.com/TruePundit and Subscribestar.com/TruePundit who had access to the More Pain show and who also watched the Pain in the Morning show via video and have access to the witty banner, the exchange of intel on there. You know, it comes out to like 27 cents a day. I know that sounds like, and you can feed a kid and it's and this foreign land. They stopped doing those commercials because it was all rigged, right? You, for 20 cents a day, you can feed the kid, buy him clothes, and send him to college. Turns out that wasn't true in many instances. But for about 27 cents a day, you can jump in here, get in the club. It's not bad for what we have. The exchange of intel all the way around, not just for me, but from subscribers and I think we definitely cater to bright people. I simply don't have time for stupid people. I'm annoyed by stupid people. The stuff that I'm saying certainly doesn't excite people who are who have serious problems comprehending logic and intelligence. And in many instances, common sense. That's all I'm selling here. Common sense, some good contacts, and intelligence. Both intel from the intelligence community and intelligence that you need to get by in your daily life. Street smarts as well. So we thank those folks on there The direct support really makes a big difference. If you haven't jumped in yet, please think about doing so. If you like what we do, that's the best way to benefit us. There's another one too, right? They told me to say this stuff. I have to grab it real quick. I think it's truepundit.com/. Let me look. Sorry. One of those days, folks. It is. What time is it now? It's after midnight. After midnight. It's truepundit.com/sponsor. Other ways that you can sponsor us as well, but that's just direct sponsorship. You get something for your money by going to the other places. Patreon.com/truepundit, subscribestar.com/truepundit. We'll plug that later. We're moving on into the news. Again, rest in peace, Eddie Van Halen. A lot of Van Halen fans out there growing up outside Philadelphia when they came out. Delaware County, I think they were the official house band of Delaware County. Probably played out all over the country. You're a young adolescent boy, a preteen, headed into your teens. And Van Halen shows up. You're like, whoa, they're speaking my language about the ladies and everything else. So, you know, what are you going to do? All the good ones are going, folks. Who will lose this year? Neil Peart from Rush and Eddie Van Halen. And 2020 just keeps getting worse and worse and worse. The worst year ever, maybe. It's terrible. It's literally terrible. First headline. Donald Trump ends negotiations with Nancy Pelosi on coronavirus relief until after the election. Oh, man. You know what? We got to play a little bit for Nancy. My chocolate. I have my chocolate. Negotiate my chocolate. My Whitman sampler. I don't think Nancy's eating a Whitman sampler. But she... Bow Wow Wow is a fitting song for her. President Donald Trump on Tuesday ended negotiations with House Speaker Nancy Pelosi for a coronavirus relief bill after weeks of failed attempts. No free money again for Nancy and her friends. They were depending on another handout. Massive $1 trillion handout. I want candy. My chocolate. I want my chocolate. Nancy Pelosi is asking for $2.4 trillion to bail out poorly run, high crime, Democrat states. Money that is in no way related to COVID-19, Trump wrote on Twitter. We made a very generous offer of $1.6 trillion, and as usual, she is not negotiating in good faith. Yeah, you know why? She wants my chocolate. I just want my chocolate. Sing it. Sing it. My chocolate. Trump said his administration would revisit the idea of another coronavirus relief after the election. And just what we need. Kick off a new year with more debt. I've instructed my representatives to stop negotiating until after the election, when immediately after I win, we will pass a major stimulus bill that focuses on hardworking Americans and small businesses. At your expense. That's my part. I made some tea tonight because the voice is going on. Chocolate. I love my chocolates. If you can't have fun with that, you can't have fun with anything. Here's one for you folks out there. We'll have the weather and sports on the twos. CDC updates coronavirus guidance again and warns about transmission for more than 6 feet. These guys. Unbelievable, right? Won't Get Fooled Again. What do you think? A little bit more Eddie Van Halen. Won't Get Fooled Again, playing a Who cover. The Center for Disease Control and Prevention updated its coronavirus guidance Monday to warn about the potential for virus spread from beyond 6 feet. Can you believe these fucking people are doing this again? I said tonight on the More Pain Show, listening to these guys give out guidance on coronavirus is like listening to OJ talk about who killed, who did the stabbings. This is little Sammy Hagar, Van Hagar. The new Centers for Disease Control and Prevention guidance also says that the virus can linger in the air for hours. Just like the stench of Fauci. The revision comes weeks after the agency retracted a similar update to its coronavirus guidance. Won't Get Fooled Again, right? Why hasn't Trump fired the whole lot of these fucking frauds? That's a problem. I don't get it. It's some kind of a scheme or something. I don't know. Time will tell. The Amish-looking idiot who runs the CDC, the fraud, he's a fraud. We put the story back out there, I don't know, 6 months ago. The guy was fabricating HIV vaccine research, clinical trials for the Army, making it look like the Army was going to cure HIV/AIDS. Fucking lied. Who was the sidekick at the time? Dr. Deborah Birx. And Redfield. How does this guy still have a job? It's probably not advantageous to fire him right now because it's chaos. But his fat ass has to know that he's on the line. If not, he's got serious problems. Some infections can be spread by exposure to virus in small droplets and particles that can linger in the air for minutes to hours. The CDC updated guidance said, does anybody believe these people? I don't. I don't even know what to say. It's disgusting. It's actually beyond disgusting, disappointing, and insane. Now it's just downright perverse. I think they sit around and they laugh about this stuff. I do. I think that's how twisted they are. The guidance added that all available data suggests that coronavirus spreads through close contact more often than through airborne transmission. Really? Doesn't seem like that many people are getting sick and dying, so who gives a shit how it's spread? Just bottom line, who cares? We're supposed to wear now. I tell you, it's going to come down. We're going to be wearing dry cleaning bags over our head. CDC made similar updates to its virus guidelines in September 21st before reversing course the same day. The CDC said the revision was made in error. The CDC has done this before multiple times. That's what I feel right there, like Sammy when he yells. You can't even... This next story is completely insane, by the way. Just trying to hold on here a little bit while my voice bounces back. You ready for this one? I know you're not ready for this one because when I read it, I said, this isn't, I actually tripped across this story. And I said to the guys, I sent them a link. I said, put this in for tonight. It's that insane. California governor's office tells diners to wear masks at restaurants in between bites. These guys are like mentally in the Hotel California. You can check in, but you can never leave. Except these guys. These guys checked out mentally decades ago. The office of California Governor Oil Slick Hair Newsom, Gavin Oil Slick Hair Newsom, has told residents in the Golden State that if they go out to eat, they should be wearing a mask in between bites to protect themselves from COVID-19. What's for dessert? Your mask. Going out to eat with members of your household this weekend? An October 3rd tweet from the governor's office says, don't forget to keep your mask on in between bites. Do they make a mask with piano wire for politicians? I'm just for emphasis, the tweet shows an image of someone at a dining seat wearing a mask, then not wearing a mask while taking a bite, and then putting the mask on again. What the hell is this? However, the image then advises people to minimize the number of times you take your masks off. I thought you weren't supposed to touch your mask with your hands. Now you're supposed to touch it every time you chew something? What is the medical science behind this? Does anybody know? Maybe Newsom should wear the mask around the bottom of his chin to work as a drop cloth for his oil slick wig. California has allowed limited indoor dining to resume in a number of counties. San Francisco allowed indoor dining last week at 25% capacity. Broadcasters for Sunday Night Football were compelled by officials in Santa Clara, California, to wear masks while commenting on the NFL game between San Francisco 49ers and Philadelphia Eagles. I usually cover my face when the Eagles are on, too. Meanwhile, Canada's top doctor last month suggested people wear masks during sex to protect themselves from the virus and also avoid kissing. If we could go back in time and they just pop right in there. Some of them you can say and some of them you can't. We'll get our own platform. We'll have some fun. This is just a warm up. We're just warming up here. First year of podcasting. It's like stretching, doing some calisthenics, some leg stretches, just loosening up for the long run. We're going to have some fun. Where? It's too bad Newsom's parents didn't wear a mask during to protect themselves during sex. Yeah, Newsom is Pelosi's nephew, right? Makes sense, right? So if you're out there in California, we have a lot of listeners and readers in California. Make sure you wear your mask between bites. So far, no guidance on whether you should still wear it while you're drinking. That'll be next. Now, make sure that after you're done drinking with your mask, you change it out because a soggy mask is a dangerous mask. Yeah, like I said, these guys checked out a long time ago. Wow. Can we bounce back from that one? I don't even know. That was... Here's one for you. Here's one for you out there, kids. New technology refuses entrance to shops if you're not wearing a face mask. The doors won't open if you don't have a mask on. And guess what else they do? I think they take your temperature. If your temperature is not going... If your temperature is higher than they want it to be, and if you're not wearing a mask, the door to the store doesn't open. Well, you know what you can always do? You just use a back door, man. Ah! technology being used in shops in Thailand and other countries and being rolled out, perhaps coming to our country, to enforce coronavirus restrictions, conducts a face scan to check if the customer is wearing a mask and refuses entry if they don't have one. My local shops in Thailand, in 2 seconds, scans my temperature to see if I'm wearing a mask. Doors don't open if not. 3 cases in 100 plus days here. Removes awkward mask arguments for staff as well. Tweeted Nail Harbison. The system resembles something you'd see as part of airport security. What it fuels you up to? It fuels your junk? This machine's pretty good. Build your get up here. This is going to be a good one. The system resembles something you'd... I don't know why I read that again. The system resembles something you'd see as part of airport security. Maybe I wanted a second opinion. I can't even say that. It's too, we're leaving some good ones on the table. The customer walks up to the screen, which displays the words face detector. Didn't Bill Clinton have that on a t-shirt? He got on the boardwalk. You can get anything you want here.
Give me face detector.
The system then scans to check if the customer is wearing a mask before allowing them to pass through a barrier. Another respondent pointed out that a similar system was also being used in Scotland. In that one, you have to pour whiskey into, maybe. I don't know. Just a wry guess. With the world increasingly headed towards a Chinese-style social credit score system, it's possible that in the longer term, the technology will be used beyond masks to refuse entry to people whose faces have been entered into a database. It could also be used to enforce a myriad of other restrictions, such as forcing people to face scan before they use the internet, which that's already being introduced in China. And refusing access if their social credit score is dropped. China has already combined its COVID-19 track and trace systems with the communist country's social credit score program. In August of last year, the communist state bragged about how it had prevented 2.5 million discredited entities from purchasing plane tickets and 90,000 people from buying high-speed train tickets in the month of July alone. Yeah, that's important when you're infecting the world with your fucking poison. Bunch of goddamn weirdos, psychopaths. We care about your stupid credit system? Infecting the world. If these fuckers in D.C. had any balls, they'd make you pay, but they don't. And that's just the way it is. All the guys with balls are not down there, believe me. The people who we thought we had. I'll just stop there. After the election. Remember Seinfeld, Serenity Now? That's what I just keep said. Instead of saying Serenity Now, I say after the election. Headline, Bernie Sanders says he's prepared to be in charge of health care if the Dems take the Senate. Jesus, that's frightening. That is frightening. Tell you that boy could play, man. Now Bernie Sanders, Senator Bernie Sanders, my apologies, will likely be rewarded for his allegiance if Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden wins in November. and he has his sights set on a health care committee chairmanship. Speaking to a crowd of Democrats, Sanders, who is the primary champion of Medicare for All-style health care system, told the crowd that if the Democrats take back the Senate, he'll be the chairman of the Senate Subcommittee on Health. Yay! Yay, Bernie! Yay! We love you, Bernie! We love that you sold us out for a lake house! Yay, Bernie! Yay! The fuck up.
You're a real crumb bum.
Thank you, Mayor Rizzo. If the Democrats gain control of the Senate, you're looking at the chairman of the Subcommittee on Health, he said to cheers. Oh, I did the cheers too early. I know, Subcommittee on Health, ladies and gentlemen. Hey! I'm not going to do his voice.
You're a crumb creep coward.
Thank you, Mayor Rizzo. Sanders is already a ranking member of the United States Senate Committee on Health, Education, Labor, and Pensions. Wow, he's done a lot for them, too. Unfortunately for Sanders, Republican control of the Senate means his power in the area of health care is limited. Thank God. There is a God. Sanders and other progressives are likely looking to win key roles in the Biden administration, if there is to be one. No shit, you think so? These fucking journalists. These guys are... There's more stuff inside a pinata than some of these guys' brains. Progressive members of Congress like Ocasio-Cortez have publicly expressed hope that President Biden would be malleable to key issues like health care and climate change, two arenas where progressives are pushing major government expansion. We got to hear that again. They're talking about medicine. And he says, what does he say at the end? That's my favorite part. I missed it.
Somebody give me a shot.
I need a shot. Some tequila might get me through the day. Oh, boy. We are rolling here. I'll tell you that. Headline, nice knowing you, Portland. Mayor Ted the Wheelman Wheeler badly trails pro-Antifa communist opponent. Communist opponent. Pro-Antifa communist opponent. That's a shitty-ass headline. Okay, so the Portland mayor, Ted the Wheelman Wheeler, is behind in his election against a Antifa communist. That's what it should say. What do we have for Antifa communists? Oh, you know what? We'll go back to Van Halen. Bottoms up, Ted the Wheelman.
Is that all you're going to play tonight is Van Halen? Man, this is really bullshit, man.
No, we got other music. We got both kind of music. Country and Western. I mean, I'm sitting here about half the night. I got to tell you about this music. If you're in grade school and you're looking for ways to piss off the nuns who are teaching you, and many instances who are roughing you up, there's no better way than to roll out Van Halen talking about chicks and babes and making all type of lewd references. Sure, to steam the Immaculate Heart of Mary nuns who are making your life a... If you're a troublemaker in school, it's not only good music, and the girls liked it too. You get to piss off the nuns. It's a three-peat. I don't know. Maybe it's just in a strange place, a strange time outside of Philadelphia growing up, but fond memories. After years of indulging Antifa and anarchist violence, and after 100-plus nights of fire-setting, intimidation, and riots, the Portland populace appears to be on the cusp of electing a mayor whose heart is with Antifa and the Antichrist, anarchist insurrection brigades marauding through the City of Roses. City of Roses? I think they smelled and spelled feces wrong. According to the new poll by the Oregon polling firm DHS and reported by who gives a shit? Who gives a shit who reported? Ted Wheeler is down by 11 points to an avowed Antifa-loving communist who forced the November runoff. Sarah Iannarone. Wheeler polled at 30% to Iannarone's 41%, with the remaining 29% of survey voters split between writing in a candidate, 16%, or remaining undecided, or just setting a fucking fire, setting themselves on fire like a Buddhist monk. That was not as popular of a choice, but you never know out there. Iannarone, who on the campaign trail has worn a skirt featuring the faces of communist dictators responsible for the murders of more than 100 million people. Where do you get that skirt at? Where do you pick that skirt up at? Who's selling that? Who's selling the dictator skirt? Who's selling the dictator skirt with all the popular faces of politicians? Until we just found out about this skirt, the existence of this skirt, only Bill Clinton had chased more skirts. I mean, seriously, where do you get? What's next? Can I get a? This makes a great gift for the in-laws. Get the mother-in-law for the holidays. It's the murder line of skirts. You have this skirt of communist dictators and despots. Can I get Pol Pot? You guys have. Where's Pol Pot? Why is he not on the skirt? And then the second is the serial killer skirt. You have you can get John Wayne Gacy on the front in his clown outfit. There's Ted Bundy. There's Jeffrey Dahmer. And there's the Boston Strangler. David Berkowitz. He has his mail suit on and his mail bag. And his dog's there, too. What is going on? And people are going to vote for this broad? You know what? I have to tell you, you get what you vote for and you deserve what you vote for out there. That's what you want after you torch the city. Good luck. Good luck. Hopefully you don't get any more federal tax money to rebuild that ashtray you live in, that shit box you live in. She's faces of communist dictator's skirt. And she has many things she wants to accomplish. Oh, did I stop the music? Yes, I did. I like stopped it. I was like, wait a minute. I played that back already. I'm so. That was unexpected. The skirt. Wow. She also wants to accomplish many things with other people's money. She wants to get rid of neighborhood parking. Too bourgeois and expensive. Neighborhood parking is so passé. I think you spelled pass wrong, buddy. Provide free housing. It's a right. Open up voting to non-citizens. Listen to this fucking crackpot. Bottoms up is right. All you winos out there, you better load up on your liquor. And working folk, too, you're going to need some liquid courage to live in that hellhole. She wants to swiftly build climate-smart communities like the PRC. Who's gonna pay for that, dummy? She wants to defund the Portland Police Bureau by anywhere from $25 million to $50 million, depending on which day of the week you talk to her. This is another bird brain with no real world experience. She'll probably get elected to the Senate before it's over. She wants to rid the city of fascists, who apparently are people who like cops and don't like rioting. Oh, those are fascists? No, I think if you want to rid the city of fascists, you better get rid of all the mirrors. Because you're the fucking fascist. By fascist, that means you. The Twitter thread shows her preparing her troops to fight the right-wing violence she anticipated when the Proud Boys group gathered recently. Antifa didn't show up to the gathering, so there was no right-wing violence. Does anybody in Antifa or the Proud Boys know how to throw throw a punch? I saw their skirmishes. Okay. That's not violence. That's not fighting. I don't know what the hell that was. You should give those guys pool noodles next time. I'm done with this story. The rest of the story is on truepundit.com. You can check it out. It's insane. I can't even entertain that anymore. This broad is a real... I mean, they're going to vote her in. What'd be interesting to see how it goes. Interesting to see how it goes. In this country, you know what, folks? You get what you vote for. And you reap what you sow. That's the way it is. It's all rigged anyhow. You could live in a completely red state like Pennsylvania. Oh, by the way, I forgot to mention. You can live in a completely rigged state like Pennsylvania. And it's rigged because it's mostly red. But the Democrats get elected because of Philadelphia, Pittsburgh, and I think it's Allentown up north, or Reading, Allentown. They're blue. The rest of the state is red, dark red, and all those people get vetoed because they don't live in urban areas, where the Democrats like to vote sometimes two or three times. On the podcast later today, the big podcast, Big Wednesday podcast, episode 44, we got a buddy of mine who is very, very, very influential and plugged in Politico. We'll tell you all about Pennsylvania, David Latour. And it's a hell of an interview. You want to listen to it because I think it backs up a lot of things that I've been saying for a long time, a lot of things that you've been thinking for a long time, and a lot of things that folks on patreon.com/truepundit and subscribestar.com/truepundit have been sharing with me. And we'd like to hear from other folks that make us feel smart, that we were already thought of these things, so we feel smarter about ourselves. And we should, because we're bright. Like I said, I'm not catering to idiots. I see the demographics. I know who watches this show. I know how much money they make. Believe me, they break it all down. Who reads True Pundit? Who watches the show? We have the demographics. So I can say definitively, these are not stupid people. Thank God. I don't have time for that. I tried that for 4 years on Twitter. You can't break through to these people. They're cement heads. Written in red in the margin of this story is our crack squad again, our crack young Generation Z folks, who just wrote, I like the short ones are some of the best stuff for this next story. This lockdown is a crime. Headline, millions risk losing power over unpaid utilities as most states' pandemic grace period expires. Now we could play Take the Power Back from Rage Against the Machine. Or we could play thinking that other people who owe money on unpaid utilities might wait for another grace period. We could play Van Halen's I'll Wait. Which one should I pick? Yes, you were right. We'll go with the theme of the night. Let's see. Although I want to play Take the Power Back, but. And I'll wait for a couple minutes to get some more of this tea and water. Keep you entertained here. Till that time. It's Eddie Van Halen on keyboards. Millions of Americans are facing a dire situation of being without power or water as their utility bills pile up, and the state and local protections which allowed for deferred payments amid the pandemic come to an end. After a summer of rising unemployment numbers brought on by the crisis, though seeing a promising potential softening of the trend in September, the media recently detailed some instances of people going as much as 2 months in the dark after falling behind on utility payments last spring. 2 months without power. That's... Trump said Jeb Bush was low energy, but he wasn't out for 2 months. The worst economic crisis in more than a generation has thrust potentially millions of Americans across the country into a similar sudden peril. Cash-strapped, and in some cases still unemployed, they have fallen far behind on their electricity, water, and gas bills. Staring down the prospect of potential utility shutoffs and fast-growing debt they may never be able to repay. And you bastards who fucking cooked up this whole scheme in the government and beyond, Gates and all your wing monkeys, there's a special place in hell for all you sons of bitches. People out there struggling and bleeding, literally, emotionally bleeding. It's unbelievable, really. And as I said, it's going to be a dark summer. I said that a long time ago. This news will continue to deteriorate, just like the fabric of this country. It's sad. Soon following the state of the pandemic is the U.S. and resulting state lockdowns. Most states moved to ensure residents that they would prevent utility shutoffs for an extended grace period. But still, the debts have mounted, and at this point, only 21 states, along with the District of Columbia, still have disconnection bans in place. But you guys out there, the media, especially the right-wing media, you Twitterazzi dummies, and even politicians, I mean this. You keep fucking tweeting about the FBI and Russia and all this shit. No one fucking cares. If that's what you're focused on, you're rich. If you're not focused on providing for your family, groceries, rent, making your bills, and you're sitting around tweeting and writing about the FBI and the DOJ, why nobody's going to jail. It's okay to do that, I think, sometimes, but that's, I see people tweeting about it nonstop. Really? That's what you're worried about? Even the president, that's what you're worried about? President Trump? Maybe read one of these stories. Fucking people out here hurting, man, from the policies from Washington, D.C., from the coronavirus task force that would trickle down to these tyrants running states like Jersey, Pennsylvania, New York, Tennessee, Michigan, California. It goes on and on and on. But you're worried about the fucking FBI. Oh, that's good. You people have rearranged the deck chairs on the Titanic, too. The Titanic's going down, and Congress and Senate would be like, hey, where'd the band go? Why did the music stop? Some real cement heads. That's who's representing us. People of that intellect. Mental midgets. Now we'll go to take the power back, okay? Now we'll go to it. Yeah, give me some power back. Give me some sanity back. This means that the majority of states are shutting off utilities over unpaid bills. And further, millions more in 9 other states are set to lose their protections starting tomorrow, Thursday, and throughout the fall. The study found that 179 million Americans are potentially at risk of shutoffs 179 million Americans. How many Americans do we have? 350? 350 million? Look it up. Somewhere in that neighborhood. That's more than half the country, folks. Why don't they ever break it down that way? Study found that 179 million Americans are potentially at risk of shutoffs. That's like almost 60% of the country, 55%. I have to do the math. Though with the big and unlikely assumption that the vast amount of households would fail to pay their bills altogether. Well, you don't think that's happening? Okay. The government said, everybody, when this started, it's your own fault. Everybody should have like 3 months safety, a 3 month safety net. Money tucked away to get them through a tough time. Well, first of all, they didn't create this tough time. You motherfuckers did. And it's been more than 3 months. So your 3 month speech, right? Like the dad who's chain smoking, telling you not to smoke, right? The hypocritical lecture. If they're supposed to have 3 months of reserve set aside, we're on what? What? Coming up on month nine almost. Or month six and seven. We're on month seven now. Before you know it, after the election, it'll be month eight. December rolls around, that's month nine. Were we supposed to have 9 months of reserve? What do you think this is? Saudi Arabia? And everyone owns a fucking oil well? Some dizzy bastards in the government. It's embarrassing. It literally is embarrassing. Take the power back. We should take the fucking power back. You just wait till I get my own platform. You guys think that I'm radical now? You haven't fucking seen anything, man. I told you guys, I'm at 30%, man. 30%, 35. We're just warming up. We're fucking around out here. I've been testing the waters for the last 3 or 4 years. We'll take it up a notch. I don't care if I get fucking banned. I'm not going away. You'll see. You'll see. They want to play games? There's still guys out there like me. There's old school guys. There's throwbacks. And if there aren't, we'll all go down fighting together. Fuck it. Milchin, something was in his tea. He got some Chinese tea. He's gone over the edge. I guess some black tea, man. This stuff is strong. I feel like wrestling an alligator right now. $179 million Americans. Potentially the risk of shutoffs. That's just not power. That's water and gas. And guess what's coming? Hey, take it from my childhood. We used to get nervous around September and October. You know why? Because we didn't have money. My mom didn't have money for heat. Our heat was like electric. Talk about expensive heat. My God. And October rolls around and those nights start to go down in the 50s and then 40s. And high 40s and then 30s around Halloween. You better have an extra blanket. You better be wearing a fucking coat around the house or a hat. Winter's coming. Winter's coming and you're talking about losing your utilities, your electric, your gas that's also powers heat. Yeah. Oh, I don't have to worry about it. I have an oil burner. We can just put oil. Well, the furnace runs on electricity. No furnace, no electricity, no furnace, no heat, even if it runs on oil. But you guys keep fucking tweeting about the FBI and the CIA. Like anything is going to change. You had 4 fucking years to fix this. 4 years. And all of a sudden is a hardcore press. What do you think? We're stupid out here? We are stupid. We're stupid that we've been sitting on our ass so long and haven't taken matters into our own hands. Enough of that. You can fucking see how radical I'm going to get. I'll take it to the fucking wall like I always have my entire career. This is a warm-up, if anybody out there is wondering. What's this guy all about? You don't even know yet. It's not about money for me, folks. I'll take it to the wall. It's about creating and trying to preserve a great place for my family to live and to prosper after I'm gone. That's what it's about for me. If we make money along the way and we can pay some bills, that's fine with me. But all these other fucking cowards who hide behind their brands because they're afraid I'm going to hurt my brand. Fuck you and fuck your brand. You're part of the problem. You're garbage. You're trash. If it's just about the money, you're part of the problem. It's going to be fun. You know, you can read the rest of that story on, well, you know, there's a little bit left. We'll figure it out. We'll finish it out here. Consider a single state like Indiana. In some cases, the delinquencies appear to be severe. In Indiana, for example, more than 112,000 households are behind 120 days or more on their power bills. Wow. According to a Washington Post analysis of the largest local energy company records found, the debt totaling millions of dollars is four times greater than the arrears accrued during the same time period in 2019. Four times greater. So 112,000 households in Indiana. That's one state. One state. Let's just do for shits and giggles. I'm not playing around when I'm saying stuff to you. You'll see. When it comes to getting things done. And that's a lot of people. It's 5.6 million people locally. No, not locally, but if you took 112,000 in Indiana and you, of course, it's not an equal calculation, but it's 5.6 million that are behind 3 months. It's insane. It's got to be more than that because, you know, Indiana is not the most not jam-packed with population compared to other states. So it's got to be more than that. Like they said, they're talking about 179 million Americans. The report further underscored that the nation's electric and gas debts alone are likely to exceed a whopping $24.3 billion by Christmas. Likely adding to the utilities debt crisis for many families is the fact that lockdowns were in place through much of the early summer, keeping families indoors more than they would have been, and at the moment of high temperatures, maximum output of electricity to run things like air conditioning, etc., televisions, etc. Jesus, what a mess. What a fucking mess they've created for us. It's terrible. It's absolutely terrible, I have to say. Cheer up with little music before I drop the hammer on the bad news, what the story's about.
I'll have a blue Christmas without you. I'll be so blue just thinking about you. Decorations of red on a green Christmas tree won't be the same, dear, if you're not here with me. And when the blue snowflake
sometimes you just gotta, just for me, I gotta listen to a little Elvis Presley to calm the fuck down. 15 signs that America's economic depression is accelerating as we head toward the holiday season. I'm sorry. I'm sorry that we have to be, we can't pepper this stuff with bullshit. I apologize. I know it's fucking brutal. I know it is. I understand that. But we're adults out here, right? Put on your big boy pants and we gotta... This is... All this stuff is meant to look ahead, to prep you. You pull this stuff from places not a lot of people read often. In many cases. Some places are mainstream. Hardly anyone expected that things would get this bad in 2020. But once the pandemic hit and states all over the country started instituting lockdowns, economic activity collapsed dramatically. U.S. GDP was down 31.4%. I have to tell you, during the second quarter of 2020, 31.4%. We'll go Blue Christmas again from Johnny Cash. That was, of course, I'm not even going to tell you who that was. 31.4%. Guys, if the GDP drops 5% in a year, anywhere around the world, it can create like massive depression, suicide, opioid, drug abuse, alcoholism, mayhem. 5% in a year. Okay? This is 31.4% in a quarter. They're going to start tweeting about the great jobs reports in 3, 2, 1. Yeah, I can't fucking wait. Tell us more about how great jobs. They yank millions of jobs and a few come back and say, the jobs are up. Are they really? Go ask a retailer if jobs are up. That's not Walmart or Target or one of these big box stores. It's insane. And that drop of 31.4% was without parallel in all the U.S. history. Well, that was the second quarter. Third quarter's over. Wait till those numbers come out. Then combine the two. But eventually, states started to reopen their economies, and U.S. GDP for the third quarter is expected to show a significant rebound when the numbers are finally released. Well, it would have to be significant. That doesn't mean that it's up. You're starting at 31.4% whole from the second quarter. Of course, we still aren't even close to where we used to be, but at least things weren't as bad as they were in the second quarter. Presumably, I'd say. But now, as the fourth quarter begins, it appears the economic conditions are heading back in the wrong direction again. The following are 15 signs that America's economic depression is accelerating as we head toward the holiday season. Jesus. Number one, 546 Regal cinema theaters in the United States are being shut down. No timetable to reopen. Two, it's been reported that AMC Entertainment, largest movie theater chain in the U.S., will run out of liquidity in 6 months. Over the weekend? More movie theaters in the country will eventually close down permanently because of the pandemic. The average rent on a one-bedroom apartment in San Francisco is 20.3% lower than it was a year ago. That's massive. This has Dean Martin. We're going old school here, folks. Six, it's been reported that Anheuser-Busch will be laying off 400 employees. Seven, Allstate has just announced that they will be laying off 3,800 workers. JCPenney says that it will be cutting approximately 15,000 jobs. One-fourth of the 28,000 layoffs that Disney will be conducting will happen in Florida. That's 7,000 people. The people there. Collectively, American Airlines and United Airlines let 32,000 employees go this week. Guess what? That's after we did a $50 billion infusion of federal cash to these fucking arch criminals. Maybe the TSA can feel these guys up, see if they have any bags of cash in their pants. Or cash. You can't take cash on an airplane over $10,000, but these pricks can rip you off and heist you a $50 billion large and then have the fucking balls to lay off 32,000 people. And that's just two fucking airlines. Wait till the rest lay people off. There'll be 70,000 layoffs. They're laughing. And where's the money? Where's the $50 billion? What? How about this? If you have a business and it fails, fuck you. It failed. Move along. Put your tin cup away. Get your head out of your ass. And find or build or operate a viable business. I don't give a shit if the airlines fail. Do you? Where are you flying anytime soon? Seriously, $50 billion, they just fucking hand it out to these guys. And then they lay people off. Stuff's crazy, folks. On Thursday, we learned that another 787,000 Americans filed new claims for unemployment benefits during the previous week. Well, I thought jobs were coming up. Bullshit. Bureau of Labor Statistics, formerly known as Pravda. Overall, more than 60 million Americans have filed new claims for unemployment benefits so far in 2020. This is number 12, by the way, of the 15 reasons. I stopped counting because I wasn't in a rapid fire mode. That number, 60 million, is far higher than anything we have ever seen before in all of U.S. history. All of U.S. history. That's 240 plus years. Number 13, retail store closings in the United States continue to surge along a pace that is absolutely unprecedented. We're all going to be running with the devil before this is over. I know those sons of bitches in Washington are, and in your state houses. Number 14, bankruptcy filings in New York City have risen 40% so far in 2020. 40%. Number 15, this is the last one, thank God. I know. Sorry. I apologize. Thank you. I'll be here all week. Thank you. I'll be here. I literally will. Where else am I going to go? Number 15. This number is hard to believe, but it's being reported that almost 90% of New York City bar and restaurant owners, 90%, 90. New York City bar and restaurant owners couldn't pay their full rent for the month of August. 90%. And don't forget, that's after the summer, that the summer months when people are out rocking and rolling, presumably. And none of this was supposed to happen, right? And by now, we're supposed to be well into a V-shaped recovery that would soon have Americans forgetting all about the dark days in the middle of 2020. But instead, millions upon millions of Americans have lost their jobs and are facing a deeply uncertain future. Millions of folks and restaurant workers. Not bringing in any income right now. That's fucking scary. You're just bleeding money. So many Americans out of work. Food banks around the country have been dealing with a tsunami of demand. In some cases, people have started lining up at 2 a.m. in the morning, and the lines have gotten up to 2 miles long, and they wait for hours. Remember the old bread lines and the soup lines? The cheese lines, government cheese? This is where we're at again. This is where we're at. Can you imagine this? Just like the 1930s. This is the country you want for yourself, your loved ones, not me. Our radical times call for radical people. Where are you out there? Let's go. We got dark days ahead, man. You think this nation has been... What lies ahead will shake this nation to its core. You know why? Because it's going to shake you to your core. I've already been to the abyss, man. When I fought the FBI and the Justice Department, I've been down low. I survived. I came back. I'm a dangerous man. I shouldn't be here. They tried to fucking kill me, as they do everybody that they fight, they indict. People who fight back. They don't like people who fight back. You're going to be tested, man, is what I'm trying to say, man. You're going to be tested. You got to be ready. Don't sit around and think things are going to get better. To me, there's no indication things are going to get better. Don't listen to these fucking liars in D.C., all of them. Things are going to get better. How? How? Tell me how. When? When and how? Oh, you don't have an answer. Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Oh, you fucking just complained about the FBI, the DOJ. Okay, I got you. Russia. For all the times the conservatives and the GOP bitch that all the Democrats would talk about is Russia. You sure as shit talk about Russia a lot, too. You should be rushing to fix all these problems, but you're not. Ask yourselves out there why. Why would conservative politicians, conservative beautiful people with their check marks and all their fucking fans and all their followers, journalists and TV folks and entertainers, quote-unquote journalists, they're just paid entertainers. Why do they talk about Russia so much and get you all fired up about injustices that are fucking 4 or 5 years old? What about the injustices that are 4 or 5 minutes old? 4 or 5 fucking weeks old? 4 or 5 months old? That's why they talk about it, so you don't focus on this. And before you know it, you're circling the fucking drain. Jesus Christ, wake the fuck up. My God. I'm going to fucking collapse. We're not going to get the Big Wednesday podcast, episode 44. We're not going to get there. I got a good interview. A really good interview with an insider. Top political guy. Real smart fucking guy. I got to calm down. I don't know. Look for that podcast later today, episode 44. I would appreciate it. And spread it around. Get us around these goddamn social media overlords who are trying to clamp down on us. They don't want people talking about this real stuff. My God, that's the last thing they want. So we need you folks to share it. I say that seriously. We need you folks out there to share it. I gotta calm down. I got. And we appreciate the folks on patreon.com/truepundit and Subscribestar. I told you it was gonna be a good one, Mildred. He almost came unglued at the end. This is better than Bonanza. I just have to laugh. It's like, I'm not the only one out there. I know I'm not. I pledge this to you. I'll shoot the shit straight down the middle. I won't bullshit you. I won't. I refuse to do it. There's no time. There's no time for lies. Thanks to the folks on patreon.com/truepundit and subscribestar.com/truepundit for helping us keep the lights on. We're talking about people having trouble keeping the lights on. Hey, guys, without you, there would be no fucking lights. I'd be pedaling a Schwinn right now to try to get some electricity. So it goes a long way. Folks that chip in a couple bucks, man, it means a lot to us, you know. And I know it's hard for folks because I talk to people. You get the access to Pain in the Morning, the video podcast. We're just coming off the More Pain show. I thought that was another great show. Things just are clicking right now. When the mic goes on, man, I'm in my fucking game mode lately. I don't know what it is. None of this stuff is prepped. It's just me. I hope people are taking away lessons from this. And it is enlightening. As I said, we have podcast 44 coming later today with a very enlightening individual, Dave Latour. You're not going to want to miss that. You're going to want to apply that to wherever you're at in the country, the lessons we talk about, and then also apply it to the federal government. It parallels much of the stuff we've talked about on here for a long time. And a wide-ranging interview. Peppered in with some light moments, lighter moments, and some humor. Which makes, as far as I'm concerned, a great combination. So we thank the folks on those platforms, patreon.com/truepundit, subscribestar.com/truepundit, for helping us keep the lights on. And if you've taken away some value from here for the cost of a couple cups of coffee a month, you can get stuff just months and years ahead of everybody else. I think it's well worth it based on the feedback of our folks. So I say at the end of every show, what? Take care and God bless.